Nelson Mandela has added his letter of congratulations to the flood of messages reaching Barack Obama from all over the world, including a very proud Africa. Mandela, of course, was South Africa's first black president. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton is in southern Africa in Zimbabwe.
Africa has been rooting for Barack Obama from the very moment he announced he was running for president of the United States. Now, the election victory of this son of a Kenyan father is being celebrated and savored all over the continent. Many here in Zimbabwe praise Obama for an inspirational and peaceful campaign, galvanizing young people to vote and advocating national unity and togetherness. In this divided country that witnessed pre- and post-election violence earlier this year, Obama's message of hope, harmony, and change is poignant. Hosea Maka is a hotel worker here in the capital, Harare.
It's a great victory for the African people as well. It means peace. Peace in the whole world, in Zimbabwe, in Africa, in Iraq, or in Iraq. I'll be happy if there is peace in Iraq. Yes.
Wishing Obama strength and fortitude as he faces the challenges ahead, South Africa's former president, Nelson Mandela, wrote in his message of congratulations, "We applaud your commitment to supporting the cause of peace and security around the world. We trust that you will also make it the mission of your presidency to combat the scourge of poverty and disease everywhere." Among some Africans, there are great hopes and expectations that an Obama administration will help the world's poorest continent. Many have to be reminded that Obama is the president-elect of America, despite his paternal African roots. But the feeling here in Africa is that Barack Obama has an open mind and will cooperate with other countries and continents. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Harare.